Stocks are higher today, but Wall Street is still heading toward a fourth straight week of losses. And with the economic recovery still very uncertain, House Democrats have agreed to restart talks with the White House on a new coronavirus relief package. A vote could come as soon as next week. Let's take a look at business with MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Ali, welcome back.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. And why don't we touch on the stock market just briefly? The S&P 500 on track for its fourth consecutive down week. I guess a lot of people would say, well, the economy's terrible. This should be happening. But what's driving the slump?
Well, what's unusual is how strong the stock market has been throughout the rest of this recession, right? It had recovered almost all of its losses and more from coronavirus a few months in, largely because we've had zero interest rates and companies have been able to borrow as much money as they have been. And if not for what you just talked about, the idea that the Democrats are talking about resurrecting a relief bill, you probably wouldn't even see the slight recovery we're seeing this morning. But even if the stock market spends the next few hours building more than it has, as you said, we're still probably destined for another week of lower closing. That's four in a row.
So I know this is not a normal year, but historically, September is often the worst month for investing. Why is that?
Yeah, so if you go back to about 1950, you see declines on the Dow and on the NASDAQ and on the S&P during the month of September. It's called the September effect. It's worldwide. It's got no particular basis in news or market events. There are theories that investors are returning back to work from summer vacation. They get out of certain positions. They're paying more attention to their stocks. That increases selling pressure. Mutual funds, some of them have their fiscal year end in September. A lot of them don't anymore. So there's no particular reason for it, but it does tend to happen. I would say this is just a weird year, so it's hard to compare it to past years, but that is a trend.
No doubt. There's also an election coming up. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, part of it's the election, and there's always some uncertainty around an election. What tends to happen is sometimes when Democrats win or look like they're going to win, markets sort of get a little softer, but then typically do well under Democratic administrations. In this particular case, there's a combination of the election and the relief package that's coming in or may come in to help with COVID. And a lot of uncertainty. So there's a lot in the mix right now for investors to be thinking about.
Okay, and let's spend a minute on that relief package. Where are we on that and what's in it?
Well, it looks like it's the Democrats are going to suggest a $2.4 trillion package. It will include more stimulus checks, rental assistance, aid for airlines, which is about to expire, more money for small businesses and cities and states, as well as some more money for election security and the U.S. Postal Service. Republicans are not keen on this at all. In fact, Secretary Mnuchin said, we don't need another big package. Others in the administration have said we're in the middle of a recovery, which economists don't seem to think is true. So there's a chance that Democrats may vote on it and pass it in the House and sort of leave it for the Senate to decide whether it wants to pass it. And the Senate either will or will come out with something a lot smaller.
Deja vu, right? And any chance before the election?
Depends. The president does seem to react a lot to these market downturns. So after 4 weeks of lower markets, the president might get on the phone with Mitch McConnell and say, let's pass something.
All right. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you as always. Good to speak with you.
Thanks, Peter.